ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाय ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञविभागयोगो नाम त्रयोदशोऽध्यायः। So until the 12th verse, we have seen all those virtues, values. We have to do this 13th verse. Gyeyam yattat pravakshyami yajñātvāmṛtamashnute. Gyeyam yattat pravakshyami यज्ञात्वामृतमश्नुते अनादिमत्परं ब्रह्म न सत्तन्नासदुच्यते। ज्ञेयं यत्तत्प्रवक्ष्यामि यज्ञात्वामृतमश्नुते अनादिमत्परं ब्रह्म न सत्तन्नासदुच्यते। See, we understood prakritihi purushaha jnanam jne. Let us remember these six words. Prakritihi purushaha jnanam jneyam kshetrajnaha kshetram. So Arjuna presented these six words, three pairs. He wanted to know all these six. So here I said prakritihi. Prakriti, Purusha, Jnanam, Jneyam, Kshetrajnaha, Kshetram. Prakritihi and Kshetram mean the same. Prakritihi, and let me remind you again, Prakritihi and Kshetram mean the same. Because Prakritihi is matter, Kshetram also is matter. Because the object of experience, the field of experience is Kshetram. And this is anatma prapanchaha. So it is kshetram or prakritihi implies the entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, comes under the category of kshetram, which is otherwise said to be prakritihi in this context. Then jnanam. Jnanam, we saw, even though the word jnanam literally means knowledge, here jnanam, In this chapter, the word jnanam implies all those disciplines, values to be followed, ultimately to prepare one's mind for jnanam. Then we saw all those jnanam also we have seen. So we have covered prakritihi and kshetram and also jnanam, two topics we have covered. Now what is left here? We are going to say elaborately, kshetrajnaha, the knower of the field. Kshetrajnaha, the experiencer, the knower of the field, otherwise said to be Purushaha, and Jnayam, the one which has to be arrived at. What is that which has yet to be arrived at, yet to be clearly understood is Kshetrajnaha. Jnayam is a potential passive participle, to be known, can be known, knowable. So here Jnayam is, what is that which has yet to be known by us is the very reality, which alone is said to be Purushaha. And the same Purusha is what? Kshetrajnaha. So this Purushaha, Shankaracharya says in his commentaries everywhere, I already explained this, Sarvam Purayati iti Purushaha, Pure Ushati iti Purushaha, Purishete iti Purushaha. You learned this. So this all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence is Purushaha. And that reality alone is now Kshetrajnaha. So Kshetrajnaha, Purushaha, Jnayam, all the three discuss only one vastu, one reality. So what is Nyayam? That is what is discussed from the verse number 13. So Nyayam yattat pravakshami yajnatvamrutam ashnute. Now Bhagavan says, I know we have covered this. I'm going to quickly say this and we'll go ahead. So Bhagavan says, it is his Nyayam. I'm going to tell you what is Nyayam. That is Anadimat Param Brahma. Beautiful definition. What is Nyayam here? That which is to be arrived at is Param Brahma. Anadimat. Adimat means that which has a beginning is Adimat. Anadimat means that which is beginningless. Like Buddhiman, Shriman, similarly Adiman. Adiman is a masculine gender word. Adimat is a neuter gender word. Why Brahman is neuter gender word? Therefore, Anadimat. Adimat means that which has a beginning. Anadimat is that which does not have a beginning. Anadimat Param Brahma. The beginningless reality implied by the term Brahma is Anadimat Param Brahma. It is Anadimat, beginningless Param Brahman alone has yet to be understood. Nyayam. And by understanding what is the benefit, Purushaha Amritam Ashnute. So Bhagavan packs a lot of things here. What is to be understood by us? Anadimat Param Brahma. The absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, which is beginningless. The beginningless reality. Anadimat Param Brahma. Yet Jnatva, by knowing which, Purushaha Param Ashnute. Person accomplishes the Purusha Yajnatva Amritam Ashnute. Person accomplishes the immortality, liberation, freedom. And that Brahman, Na Sat Na Asat Uchyate. That Brahman, what is that Brahman? That which is said to be neither Sat nor Asat. It is not unreal. That Brahman is distinct from both unmanifest and the manifest. The unmanifest forms, names and functions is Sat, the Asat, manifest is Sat. So here that the reality is distinct from the manifest, the unmanifest, the known and the unknown material prapanchaha. What is that Brahman? We have to go to the next verse. So in this verse, the word Sat should be taken as effect. Asat should be taken as a cause. Asat in this, only in this verse, the word Sat and Asat, even though which is a real and unreal, etc. In this context, the word Sat means cause. The Asat means cause. Sat means effect. So that reality, which is neither the cause nor the effect, it is distinct from both cause and the effect. Anadimat Param Brahma Na Sat Na Asat Uchyate. That which is neither the cause, neither the effect nor the cause, which is beginningless, which is distinct from both Karana Karyam, Karana Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. That is what is to be known. I am going to discuss here. Bhagavan says, I shall teach you that which is to be known. Yad Nyayam. And Yad Jnatva, upon knowing which, one attains, accomplishes immortality, freedom. And that is Param Brahma. It is the absolute reality, Brahma. Anadimat, which is beginningless. And Uchyate, which alone is said to be, which is said to be neither an effect nor the cause. This we have already seen. So we have to go to the next verse. Sarvatah Panipadam Tat Sarvatokshishiro Mukham Sarvatah Panipadam Tat Sarvatah Panipadam Tat Sarvatokshishiro Mukham Sarvatashruti Malloke சர்வத்ருதிமல்லோகே சர்வமாவிருத்தியதிஷ்டதி. சர்வத்ருதிமல்லோகே சர்வமாவிருத்தியதிஷ்டதி. Now I want you to remember from the previous verse onwards, Bhagavan started discussing the topic of Jnayam. What is Jnayam? That which is to be known as Jnayam. I already said it. I'm going to explain to you what is Jnayam. And that Jnayam is nothing but Anadimat Parambrahma, the beginningless reality Brahma, by knowing which one attains the moksha, immortality. I'm going to tell you, Bhagavan already said. And here, from this verse, from the 13th verse onwards until the 19th verse, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, in 7 verses, Bhagavan is going to give you the essence of the Upanishadam Jnanam. Bhagavan is going to present the nature of reality, Brahma, which is nature of one's own self. This is the actually important Upanishadic essence is given in these verses from 13th to the 19th, where Bhagavan unfolds the nature of the reality. Therefore, can say Brahma Vidya, Atma Vidya, Upanishad, the essence of the Upanishad is discussed in these verses. Sarvatah Panipadam Tat Sarvatokshishiro Mukham Sarvatah Sutimalloke Sarvamavritya Tishthati. Bhagavan says Tat Sarvatra Panipadam Tat Tishthati. Bhagavan says Tat Tishthati. Sarvatra Panipadam, having hands and legs everywhere that is there. What does it mean? To say that reality is all pervasive. There is no place, no time, no object in which the reality is not there. To say all pervasiveness, Bhagavad Gita presents differently here. Sarvataha Pani Padam Tat. Pani means hands, not Hindi Pani. This Pani is like a Chakra Pani, Shankha Pani. Here Pani means hand. Padaha means foot. But it's a compound word. So that which has hands and legs everywhere is said to be Sarvatra Pani Padam. So this reality is that which has hands and legs everywhere means, we'll see that later on. Literal meaning is Sarvatra Panipadam. Sarvataha Akshi Shiraha Mukham. It is reality has Sarvataha everywhere and all sides. It has what? Akshi, eyes. Shiraha, head. Then mukham, mouth. It's a compound word. Therefore, it implies actually, even though it's a singular word, we take it in the plural sense. Sarvataha akshi shiraha mukha means sarvataha akshini shiramsi mukhani yasya. Sarvatokshi shiro mukham. It is this reality implied by the word Brahma, anadimat param Brahma, has eyes, hands and mouths everywhere. It has hands and legs everywhere. It has eyes, heads and mouths everywhere. Sarvataha akshi shiraha mukham. Then sarvataha shrutimat. Shrutihi, the word shrutihi is a feminine gender word. Shrutihi is strilinga shabda. So shrutihi means ear. Shrutihi means hearing. Shrutihi means even Veda Shastram. But here Shrutihi should be taken as an ear, power, the hearing instrument. Shrutimat means that which has ears. So Sarvataha Shrutimat, Shrutimat plus Loke, because of Sandhi, it becomes Shruti Mal Loke. Loke. So Loke in the world, that Brahman also was, it has ears, Sarvataha. Sarvataha Shrutimat. That Brahman has ears everywhere. That Brahman has eyes, heads and mouths everywhere. That Brahman has hands and legs everywhere. Sarvataha Panipadam Sarvataha Akshi Sarvataha Shiramsi Sarvataha Mukhani Sarvataha Shrutimat. It has also ears everywhere. So what? Sarvam Avritya Tishtati. And that reality remains pervading everything. You may wonder why nothing new is coming. We already know this. You may think, but Bhagavan repeats. What can I do? Sarvam Avritya Tishtati. How does it remain? Reality remain? Reality remains pervading everything. In Tamil, they say, beautiful sentence, Nikkamara Nirainda Parambarul. It is because non-removably, irremovably, that which remains pervading everything is reality. Sarvam avritya tishtati. Fact, whether Tamil, Sanskritam or any language, the fact is clear means they have to say the same thing. Sarvam avritya tishtati. It remains pervading everything. That is why, it's a Ishvara. When you look at the reality manifest as manifest in the form of the universe, the whole reality manifest is knowledge. That's why we have, when you, a person who understands the knowledge, reality, he can see the world only as jnanam. What is this jagat? All that is here is knowledge. Every, you can, if you see, what is a fan? What is a mic? What is a computer? What is a color? You have to say everything light, 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 light. Why? Every opaque thing shines means what is not removable from the opaque is light. Minus light, opaque thing will be now as good as non-existent. How many colors you see? How many forms you see? How many things you see? Everything shines, every opaque thing shines in light. One thing which is the one and the same in everything is light. Similarly, one thing which is there in every known object is awareness, consciousness. You can never, there's no way of distancing everything. Experience itself is in awareness only. Even every experience, in every experienced object, in every there's an experiencer, the reality is there in the form of very consciousness. Therefore, everything is knowledge. When you say, what is this jacket? Everything is knowledge only. And that knowledge, which is manifest in the form of universe alone, is looked upon as Ishwaraha, the Lord. This is our concept of God. Knowledge manifest is Ishwara. Therefore, Sarvam Avritya Tishtati. Once you look at everything as Ishwara, the manifest knowledge, it is Adimat Param Brahma, which alone is manifest as all the forms, names and functions means all the heads are Bhagavan, all the hands are Bhagavan, all the sense organs are Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan only. Therefore, Sarv, that is, this, it is the, in Purusha Suktam we say how Bhagavan has Sahasra Shirshaha, Sahasra Path, Sahasra Akshi, no? Same exactly what comes. Sahasra Shirsham. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishtad Dashangulam. Until Purusha Yevedagam Sarvam, all that is here is only Purushaha. Similarly, the same thing is said here. All the, even though the plurality seems innumerable countless heads and hands and legs and eyes and ears and all the organs, all of them are there because of the presence of the Vastu. Without that Vastu Brahma, there cannot be hits, there cannot be hands, there cannot be legs, there cannot be any of the sense organs. It is that one and the only reality alone is there as innumerable, countless heads and hands and legs and everything. Therefore, it is always there, lending existence to time, lending existence for space, lending existence to all the forms, names and functions. Therefore, sarvam avritya tishtati. Reality remains pervading everything. Okay. Sarvatah panipadam tat sarvatokshishiro mukham sarvatah shruti malloke sarvamavritya tishthati. So this verse, Bhagavan states, it exactly presents what the Upanishads talk about Brahman. Upanishad, the fact revealed in the Upanishads and the fact revealed in the Bhagavad Gita is one and the same. So all the Upanishads declare that absolute reality is the only ultimate, absolute, substratum, support, adhara, vastu, the substance from which alone the entire universe has come into existence. The whole universe, including time and space, has come into existence, originated from that Brahman only. Therefore, Brahman is always said to be the substratum, adharaha, adhishtanam of the jagat. The essential nature of the entire universe. The very content, substance of the substantive universe. Just as water is the substance of the substantive ocean, this reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness, implied by the term Brahman alone, is the very substance of the substantive universe. Without water, there cannot be ocean. Without Brahman, the substance, there cannot be jagat. There is no universe. So what is this universe formed of? What is this universe constituted of? What is this universe made of? The question comes, the universe can be finally reduced. Everything in the universe can be reduced to one vastu. Vastu means that which alone is this Brahma. It is the ultimate substance. So now, even if you say, you can say five elements, or you can say 24 tattvams, or you can say innumerable forms, or you differentiate all these forms. You can categorize all the living beings. You can categorize the living beings and the non-living things. However you reduce, however you present any number of things. Even if something is going to be discovered more and more, doesn't matter. What has been discovered already, what is being discovered, what is going to be discovered in future, doesn't matter. For all of them, the truth is always only one. Even we have only discovered certain things, we have not discovered certain things. Even if they're going to discover something new and new and new, the truth of what is going to be discovered is one and the one. That cannot be changed. Within the realm of the matter alone, you can discover more and more and more of things. But how many ever you are going to discover, and all your objects of discovery will be within the realm of, will come under the category of the known. How many ever new facts you are going to discover, all of them will come under the category of the known. What is known? Known is always mithya. That is possible. You can discover more and more. The more you can probe, the more you can discover. The more investigation, the more you discover. The more and more facts. At the same time, the source of the knowledge, what is discovered, that cannot be created. That is already there. That is one and the same. That truth alone is implied by the term Brahma. That's why Jagad Adharaha, Jagad Adharam, Jagad Adhishthanam is one and the only Brahma. Therefore, so we have the more and more we forms we see also, the more words also come into existence. Doesn't matter. For all of them, any number of forms we have in the world, subtle or gross, for all of them we have relevant words. And all those words are nothing but manifestations of, the expressions of the manifestation of knowledge. And the manifestation of knowledge is what? Is dependent on the source of knowledge. Therefore, source of knowledge is the reality. And therefore, the words and the forms revealed by the words and even the sources of words, the thoughts in terms of cognitions, all of them are dependent on that Brahman alone. Therefore, that Brahman is always one and the same. That is imperceptible, invisible, unobjectifiable, and also subtlest, intangible, abstract reality. So Vedanta Shastram definitely says it is that consciousness which alone lends existence for anything known. There's no knowledge which exists outside of consciousness, isn't it? Therefore, existence presupposes consciousness. Existence presupposes knowledge. Whatever is enjoys existence. So existence enjoyed by everything that is nothing but consciousness. Just as existence of the opaque thing is in the form of a light, light lends existence for the opaque things. Similarly, consciousness lends existence for the entire objective, the world of objects. Because every object which is known, objectified, perceived, experienced, subtle or gross, has the status of being existent means it is. Is means that easiness enjoyed by every object is nothing but consciousness. We say red color is means along with that color, what is light? Ultimately, the easiness enjoyed by every object is nothing but knowledge. Knowledge manifest alone is in the form of existence of anything, everything. And the source of that knowledge is what? Brahma. That is why sarvam avritya tishtati. It remains pervading everything. Everything means what? Sarvam means it pervades time. So consciousness alone remains pervading time. It remains pervading space. It remains pervading all the elements. It remains pervading all the elementals, subtle, gross, mobile, immobile, everything. Even if you say any number of new discoveries in any field of knowledge, whether medical field, scientific field, technology, any field, any knowledge, nothing but Brahma. That is why sarvam avritya tishtati. That is made very clear here. Therefore, Brahman alone is in the form of existence of everything. In fact, what is said in Chandogya Upanishad, Adeva Saumya Idamagra Asit. Before the entire universe became manifest, what was only pure existence. And the pure existence was in the form of pure knowledge. And now the same pure knowledge is in the form of existence of the whole universe. Therefore, whether the universe is manifest or unmanifest, the universe does not have independent existence at all outside of Brahma. Always reality obtaining in the form of knowledge remains pervading everything. Therefore, the Swamiji used to love this expression. In Kaivalya Upanishad, it is said, Mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishthitam, mayi sarvam layam yati, tad brahma advayam ahamasmi. And what is that? What is that reality? What is that vastu which lends existence for the whole jagat? If you say, can you say, you cannot say the vastu to be an object. What is the reality, Brahma, which is in the form of existence of the whole jagat? So we are not interested in simply knowing the reality is in the form of remains pervading time, remains pervading space, remains pervading everything. Reality alone is in the form of existence of everything. Everything, existence enjoyed by every object is nothing but consciousness. What is a consciousness? Or are you going to discover it? You have to say, I am that consciousness. No choice. Because how are you going to arrive at the consciousness? When you arrive at what is that which lends existence for the whole jagat, you have to arrive at the reality obtaining in the form of existence of the whole jagat only as the swarupam of the experiencer. So the world of objects does not exist outside of the knowledge. And the knowledge is manifestation of manifest knowledge. And the manifest knowledge is not outside of its source. And the source of knowledge is what? The experiencer, that knowledge which alone is there as the swarupam of the experiencer. And which is the only swarupam of this experience and the experienced. So, jnatru, jnana, jneya, vastu. The only reality which is the only truth of knower, known and knowledge. And which is free from this threefold division also. Reality, Brahma, is not the knower, not the experiencer, not the experience, not the experienced world. But the truth of the experienced world is the truth of experience, which is the truth of the experiencer. When you arrive at it, consciousness, reality, the existence has to be arrived only in the form of consciousness. And consciousness has to be arrived as only one's own swarupam. There's no shortcut method. You can never objectify consciousness. Know why? That is very you. You have to arrive at the vastu only in terms of its nature of consciousness. Therefore, consciousness has to be arrived at only as the content of I. So what is the substance of the substantive jagat? Existence. What is the existence of the jagat? Consciousness. And how do you arrive at it? Well, when that is where you have to resolve your identity. Aham Brahmasmi. I the self am consciousness, which alone is in the form of the existence of the whole universe. Only then you can say, all that is there is only Brahma. Therefore, this is what is made very clear in this verse. Mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishthitam. Mayeva sakalam jatam. Everything has come into existence from me. Mayi sarvam pratishthitam. Everything remains established in me. When you say in me, which me, you must remember. Not the body which is sitting on the sofa, isn't it? Definitely that in me, mayeva is actually a beautiful verse from Kaivalya Upanishad. Mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishthitam. Everything has come into existence from me. Mayi sarvam pratishthitam. Everything remains established where only in me only. மயி சர்வம் லயம் யாதி, அகெய்ன் எவ்ரிதிங் பிகம்ஸ் ரிசால்வ்ட் ஆல்சோ வேர் ஒன்லி இன் மீ. வென் ஐ ஃபால் அஸ்லீப் த ஹோல் ஜெகத் டிசப்பியர்ஸ். வேர் டஸ் தி ஜெகத் எக்ஸிஸ்ட்? வேர் டஸ் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் ரிமைன் ரிசால்வ்? இன் யூ ஒன்லி, இன் மீ, இன் மை, இன் மீ. மையேவ சக லயம் யாதி, மயி சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம், எவ்ரிதிங் ரிமைன்ஸ் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட் இன் மீ. தேர்ஃபோர் தஸ்மாத் அகம் அத்வயம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி. Therefore, I self am the non-dual reality Brahma. Essentially, I am nothing but pure consciousness implied by the term Brahma. This is the fact. This fact is revealed here. So by repeatedly listening, what happens? Only thing is, we must be able to dwell upon this fact. We must be able to assimilate this fact. Whether we understand, we don't understand, we like it, we don't like it, this is the fact. So Bhagavad Gita tells the fact. You know, what is your understanding? Still I'm not able to. That is our problem. Not Bhagavan's problem or Bhagavad Gita's problem. It's a question of, are you able to assimilate this fact? I'm not able to means make efforts. No, I have it to understand. Then try to listen to it again and again. Try to understand first. Understand. Understanding is not enough. If you haven't yet understood, you must make effort to understand through proper ways. Once you have understood it, still I'm not able to enjoy the benefit of it, you have to assimilate it. How to assimilate it? Repeatedly dwell upon the fact which you have understood. It is not possible for one to assimilate the fact unless one understands the fact. So Bhagavan makes it very clear here. There's no other way. This is the fact. So he says, next verse. Sarvendriya gunabhasam, sarvendriya vivarjitam. All beautiful verses. Sarvendriya gunabhasam. சர்வேந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம் அசக்தம் சர்வமிருச்சைவ நிர்குணம் குணபோக்த்ருச. சர்வேந்திரிய குணாபாசம் சர்வேந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம் அசக்தம் சர்வமிருச்சைவ நிர்குணம் குணபோக்த்ருச. சர்வேந்திரிய குணாபாசம் சர்வேந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம் அசக்தம் சர்வப்ருச்சைவ பிருத்துங்க அசக்தம் சர்வப்ருச்சைவ நிர்குணம் குணபோக்த்ருச. அசக்தம் சர்வப்ருச்சைவ நிர்குணம் குணபோக்த்ருச. So here again, Krishna continues the same teaching as I said already. Sarva Indriya Guna Abhasam. Sarva Indriya Guna Abhasam. Sarvendriya Guna Abhasam. Abhasate means it is manifest. This absolute reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, as the very content of I in terms of consciousness, thereby which alone is in the form of existence of everything, is what now? It is this reality, Brahma, is manifest. Abhasate means is manifest. Manifest how? Sarva Indriya Guna. Indriya Guna. Guna means the function. Indriya means sense organ. Sarva Indriya Guna Abhasam. It is this reality which is manifest through the functions of all organs. See, there is a function. Each and every sense organ has its own function. the seeing power is associated with the function of seeing. So power of hearing is involved in the function of hearing. Similarly, function of smelling, function of tasting. So all five sense organs, sense powers, subtle powers, are associated with their own given functions. All the functions are happening how? All the powers are inert by themselves. Seeing power without your presence, without you, the consciousness, the seeing power enjoys existence because of your presence. Because of you, the consciousness, seeing power enjoys existence. All the five sense powers enjoy existence because of you, the consciousness. And not only they enjoy existence, they are capable of functioning as sense powers also. All the functions are possible because of the mere presence of consciousness. So presence itself is a blessing. Therefore, how is consciousness manifest? How is consciousness available for recognition, manifest? Through its manifestation. How do you know consciousness is? Your sense organs are functioning. Your power of your hearing is functioning. All the sense functions, all the sense powers are functioning means it is only because of the presence of consciousness. Your consciousness is manifest through all the functions. That's why sarva indriya guna abhasam means it is manifest. Guna should be taken as here function. Indriya guna is the functioning is the indriya guna. So reality obtaining in the form of consciousness is manifest through all the functions. Do you want to go and check whether Bhagavan is there or not? You're able to see. If you know that you are not able to see also, Bhagavan is manifest. You know you can hear, you cannot hear. You know you can see, you cannot see. You know you can smell, you do not smell. You know you're hungry, you're not hungry. My God, we are able to see. That is, what is that? It is reality. Vastu is manifested through all the functions. See, there was a question of turning the attention of the mind, that's all. Reality alone is manifested through all the functions of all the sense organs. Sarva indriya guna abhasam. Sarvesham indriyanam gunaihi abhasate iti sarvendriya gunabhasam. Is it clear? Next. Sarva indri vivarjitam. Then, beautiful. Yes. It is this formless abstract consciousness which is functioning through, function is manifest. Manifest through all the functions of sense organs. At the same time, consciousness is what? Absolutely free from all the sense organs. Sarva indriya vivarjitam. It is devoid of all sense powers. Devoid of all sense organs. Consciousness has nothing to do with the seeing power, hearing power, or your eyes, or ears. Nothing to do with the golakam, nothing to do with the indriyam also. Consciousness is devoid of all these things. It is free from sense organs. But without, there's no distance between consciousness and your functions. All the functions are happening in awareness, in consciousness. Consciousness is devoid of all the powers. All these indriyani and the functions also. Consciousness is not involved in the functions. Is neither the functions, nor the powers, nor the golakams. At the same time, it is this consciousness which alone is manifest through the functions of sense organs. Sarva indriya gunabhasam, sarva indriya vivarjitam. Is it clear? It is distinct. It is definitely not the sense organs. Nice, beautiful. Asaktam sarva bhrit chaiva. Next word is what? Asaktam. So this consciousness, Atma, is free from all organs and their functions. At the same time, சர்வபிருத் சர்வபிருத் சர்வம் பரதி இது சர்வபிருத் சர்வம் பரதி இது சர்வபிருத் பரதி மீன்ஸ் சஸ்டெயின்ஸ் இட் இஸ் இஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பை இட்ஸ் மியர் பிரசன்ஸ் வித் டஸ் நாட் நீட் டு டூ எனி திங் சஸ்டெய்னிங் இஸ் நாட் அன் ஆக்ஷன் இட்ஸ் அ மியர் பிரசன்ஸ் கான்ட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃபார் தி சஸ்டெனன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங் சர்வபிருத் சர்வபிருத் ச ஏவ எஸ்டே ஒன்லி லேர்ன்ட் ஸ்துத்வ சந்தி இசன்ட் இட் யூ ஹட் ரிமெம்பர் சர்வபிருத் சைவ ஸ்துத்வ சந்தி யூ ஹட் ரிமெம்பர் சர்வபிருத் சைவ சர்வபிருத்தி சஸ்டெயின்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் அட் த சேம் டைம் அசக்தம் அசக்தம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் அன்அட்டாச்ட் இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ இட்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி லைக் லைட் இல்யூமின்ஸ் எவ்ரி ஓபேக் திங் லைட் இஸ் வெரி மச் தேர் பர்வேடிங் எவ்ரி திங் லைட் சஸ்டெயின்ஸ் lends existence for the opaque things. At the same time, light is distinct and free. Similarly, asaktam, this consciousness, this pure awareness, which alone sustains everything, sarvabhrut, at the same time, it is what? Sarvabhrut sustains everything, at the same time it is asaktam, completely untainted, untouched, unattached to anything. நிர்குணம் குணபோக்திருச்ச குணபோக்திரு குணபோக்திரு மீன் போக்திரு மீன்ஸ் ரிகாராந்த சப்தா போக்தா குணபோக்திரு மீன்ஸ் போக்தா என்ஜாயர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி குணாஸ் ஹூ இஸ் த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி குணாஸ் என்ஜாயர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி குணாஸ் என்ஜாயர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி குணாஸ் மீன்ஸ் என்ஜாயர் ஆஃப் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் என்ஜாயர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங் enjoyer of sense organs, enjoyer of objects of sense organs. Who is the enjoyer? Who is the experiencer? Of course, there is no enjoyer without other than the consciousness. Enjoyer is definitely consciousness, guna bhoktru. At the same time, nirgunaha, consciousness is free from everything. Free from gunas, free from enjoyment. So you can say consciousness is not the enjoyer, free from that qualification of being enjoyer. But one who enjoys the qualification is another than consciousness. The enjoyer is consciousness, but consciousness is not the enjoyer. Why do you say that? Without consciousness there cannot be enjoyer, but consciousness by itself is not the enjoyer. Just consciousness is consciousness. It is there. The truth. That's all. So, nirgunam gunabhoktrucha. So, here, Krishna used the term Brahma, not Atma. So, he says gunabhoktru, nirgunam, all neuter gender words are used here. It is this Brahman, which alone is manifest through the functions of all organs. At the same time, it is free from all organs. It is this Brahman which alone sustains everything, and yet it is unattached. It is free from, it is untainted by anything. It is this Brahman which alone is the experiencer of the gunas. At the same time, it is free from gunas. So, we need not really doubt about the existence of Brahman. Every time, always, when sense organs are functioning, they are revealing what? Reality implied by the term Brahma. So, one sense organ can only illumine its own given object. So, sense organ, eyes can reveal only forms and colors. Eyes are incapable of revealing other objects such as sound, taste, etc. Similarly, ears are capable of revealing only their own respective object sound. So ears cannot reveal what is revealed by the eyes. So every sense organ has its own respective object. And in every object, there is existence. Therefore, consciousness is manifested through all the functions of sense organs. Therefore, thereby it lends existence for what? All the sense objects. Shabdaha, sparshaha, rasaha, rupam, gandaha. All the shabdaha, sound is, sound enjoys existence. And existence enjoyed by the sound is consciousness. Sparshaha, touch enjoys existence. And existence enjoyed by touch is consciousness. Rupam, forms. Form enjoys existence. And existence enjoyed by the form is consciousness. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa. Taste enjoys existence. And existence enjoyed by the taste is what? Consciousness. Gandha, smell. Smell enjoys existence. And smell is what? And existence enjoyed by the smell is consciousness. Therefore, it is this one consciousness which alone lends existence for five different sense objects. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. All of them are expressions of what? Manifestations of only knowledge. That is why Lord Shiva is called Panchanana. Lord Vishnu is also called Panchanana. Once somebody asked me for one question from Tiruvachakam. Panchavarnaha. Bhagavan is also given the name Panchavarnaha. Because all fivefold objects are nothing but manifestations of the only Bhagavan, only truth. And then is absolutely free from all gunas. What about the gunas? All the gunas are the truth, but consciousness is free from all the gunas. Therefore, it is very important to remember consciousness is always one, it is secondless, it is non-dual. It's always there means it pervades the entire body. And it is not limited by this body mind-sense complex. So body, when sukshma leaves, body falls. But departure of sukshma from this stulam does not mean consciousness also departs. Doesn't depart. It's always, it's all pervasive. Only thing is, consciousness is available for recognition only when it is manifest. For its manifestation, it needs what? Sukshma. When the sukshma is not there, then there's no manifestation of consciousness in the physical body. Therefore, it looks as though it is not there. Really speaking, the manifestation of consciousness is dependent on subtle body, sukshma. So all the functions, the entire sukshma stands as a manifesting medium for consciousness through the functions of sense organs, organs of actions, mind, mentation, thinking, knowing. Through all these functions, consciousness is manifest. When the sukshma leaves, then what happens? The consciousness is not available for recognition. That's why it's always said the non-recognizability should not be mistaken for non-existence. And it is that consciousness alone one must claim as one's own essential nature. So not the instruments, not the functions, not even the body. That is what is the teaching is all about. So all the elements enjoy their existence in consciousness. At the same time, consciousness is not touched or tainted by any of the elements or the elementals. That's what asaktam. So gunabhrit நிர்குணம். ஓகே. பஹிரந்தஸ்ச பூதானாம் அச்சரம் சரமேவ ச. பஹிரந்தஸ்ச பூதானாம் அச்சரம் சரமேவ ச. சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத்தத விஜ்ஞேயம் தூரஸ்தஞ்சாந்தி கேசதத். சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத்தத விஜ்ஞேயம் தூரஸ்தஞ்சாந்தி கேசதத். பஹிரந்தஸ்ச பூதானாம் அச்சரம் சரமேவ ச. சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத் தத விஜ்ஞேயம் சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத் தத விஜ்ஞேயம் தூரஸ்தஞ்சாந்தி கேசதத். பஹிரந்தஸ்ச பூதானாம் அச்சரம் சரமேவ ச. சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத் தத விஜ்ஞேயம் தூரஸ்தஞ்சாந்தி கேசதத். பஹிரந்தஸ்ச பூதானாம் அச்சரம் சரமேவ ச. அச்சரம் சரமேவ ச. சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத் தத விஜ்ஞேயம் தூரஸ்தஞ்சாந்தி கேசதத். All these verses are beautiful verses. Again, it is said, one more verse revealing the reality. Bahihi antaha cha. If you break it, bahihi antaha cha bahirantascha. Nisarga becomes sakara, then sakara becomes repa. Bahihi antaha cha பஹிரந்தஸ்ச்சா. அண்ட் அந்தஹாச்ச அந்தஸ்ச்சுத்வ சந்தி. யூ ஹேட் ரிமெம்பர் பஹிஹி அந்தஹாச்ச பஹிரந்தஸ்ச்ச. இட் இஸ் திஸ் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் அவுட்சைட் அண்ட் இன்சைட். ஈவன் தோ ரியாலிட்டி ஹாஸ் நோ அவுட்சைட் இன்சைட், ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் போத் அவுட்சைட் அண்ட் இன்சைட். ஆஃப் வாட்? பூதானாம். So this absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, which alone is in the form of existence of everything, is outside and inside of bhutanam, outside and inside living beings, outside and inside of all the living beings. Then அச்சரம் சரமேவ ச. அச்சரம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அன்மூவிங். சரத் ந சரத்தி இத்தி அச்சரம். அச்சரம் அன்மூவிங், சரம் மூவிங். சோ இம்மொபைல் அண்ட் மொபைல். சோ திஸ் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் இன்சைட் அண்ட் அவுட்சைட் ஆஃப் ஆல் லிவிங் பீயிங்ஸ். It is this reality which alone is in the form of all moving beings. It is in the form of also unmoving. So reality does not move. At the same time, all the moving objects are nothing but reality. Acharam charamevacha. Sukshmatvatu. தது அவிஜ்ஞேயம். ப்ளீஸ் கமின் ப்ளீஸ். சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத்து. சூக்ஷ்மம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சட்டில். சூக்ஷ்மம் மீன்ஸ் சட்டில். சூக்ஷ்மத்வம் சட்டில்னஸ். சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத்து சி சூக்ஷ்மம் அட்ஜெக்டிவ் சட்டில். சூக்ஷ்மத்வம் சட்டில்னஸ். இந்த சட்டில்னஸ் சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத்து பஞ்சம விபக்தி. சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத்து டியூ டு இட்ஸ் சட்டில்னஸ், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் சட்டில்னஸ் சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத்து தது அவிஜ்ஞேயம். இட் கெனாட் பி நோன். it is not tangible object for you to be perceived. It cannot be known. So not only it is not gross and tangible, not even it is the abstract very truth of every object. Therefore, it is not an object. Reality happens to be the very substance, the truth of every object. It is not an object of knowledge. And it is the most abstract, therefore it cannot be known. Then how can you know then? How can you know it? It has to be claimed as one's own self. It is not to be known. It is cannot be known. It is not to be known. It has to be claimed as one's own self. So, avijñeyam, sukshmatat avijñeyam. Being the subtle, because of its subtleness, sukshmatvat, tad avijñeyam, it is not knowable. It cannot be known. And durastham, reality is very far. Durastham, reality is that which is very far. And antike, it's also what? Near. Antike, it is near, it is far also. Antike cha tat. That word tat is a third person singular pronoun, which is that. The tat stands for Brahma. Tad Brahma. Tad Brahma, that absolute reality, this all-pervasive absolute reality obtaining in the form of existence of everything, which alone is there as the very truth of I, the pure consciousness, that reality is what? Antike, it is near, and say it is also far. Antike cha tat, near, also durastham tat. Tad durastam, tad antike. Sukshmatvat, tad avijñeyam. Because of its abstractness, because of its subtleness, it cannot be known. It is unknowable. It is charam as well as acharam. It is moving and also unmoving. It is inside and outside of all the living beings. So what we... Krishna wants to say, it's literal meaning of the verse. So, bhutanam bahi antahacha means, always a typical example is what? The pot space and total space example, you will be tired of listening to my examples. But I have no choice. I had to give you, isn't it? So, space is one indivisible, partless whole, undivided. But still, there are so many enclosures, such as parts. So all of them, all the enclosures exist in space only. From the standpoint of enclosures, you can say what? As inside of the pot and outside of the pot. So inside the pot also there is space. Outside the pot also there is space. Isn't it? Really speaking, space does not have inside and outside. Because space is all pervasive. The space being all pervasive, space does not have inside and outside. But from the standpoint of pot enclosure, you can say what? Space is inside and outside. Similarly, consciousness is inside and outside of all living beings. The Brahman, in terms of consciousness, is inside and outside. Bahihi antascha bhutanam. Inside and outside of all the beings. Really speaking, consciousness is neither in, consciousness does not have inside and outside. It is one all-pervasive, indivisible, partless whole. From the standpoint of all the living bodies, living beings are like either mosquito or ant or cockroach or physical human body or elephant's body. All the living creatures, if you take, from the standpoint of the enclosures bodies, consciousness is inside and outside. Is it inside and outside? But consciousness by itself is what? has no inside outside. Bhutanam bahihi antascha. It is there inside and outside of all the living beings. And charam acharamevacha. Therefore, all the mobile beings and immobile beings, moving and unmoving objects, nothing has independent existence of its own. Everything enjoys its existence only in consciousness. Therefore, we can say it is this consciousness which alone is in the form of both charam and acharam. The mobile, immobile, moving, unmoving, all the objects are nothing but consciousness. Even the consciousness does not move. Consciousness does not move, but consciousness alone is in the form of mobile and immobile beings. Consciousness is not anything, but it is this consciousness which alone is in the form of, it's neither a moving object nor an immobile object. It is distinct from all the objects. At the same time, what are the objects? Moving also are consciousness. Unmoving objects are also nothing but essentially consciousness only. Brahman only. All are Brahma. I told you many times before this. That is why Navaratri Golu. Ayudha Puja itself in India, Ayudha Puja itself is what? Charam, acharam, everything is Brahma. Mobile, immobile, living, non-living, everything is Brahma. That is why especially all the nuts and bolts also have the puja. Simple call. See, just to, there's a reverence. Everything is Brahman only. Brahman is not anything, but everything is Brahma. You must definitely say, Brahman is not anything, but everything is Brahma. Charam acharamevacha. And how subtle is Brahma? Subtle, subtle, subtle means what? Anything imperceptible is subtle. How subtle is Brahma? How subtle means? There's nothing which is subtler than Brahma. Brahman have, I tell you how subtle it is. Please make a note. See, object of knowledge is gross. And the knowledge of object is subtle. Please make a note. Listen to me carefully. Object of knowledge is gross. Knowledge of object is subtle. Is it clear? Two different sentences. How? Because object of knowledge is dependent on knowledge of object for its existence. Is it clear? Object of knowledge is dependent on knowledge of the object for its existence. Am I confusing you? Object is dependent on knowledge for its existence. Let me make it simple sentence. Object is dependent on knowledge for its existence. Why? Because anything known alone is very interesting. Please make a note. Anything known alone enjoys existence. Unknown object is as good as non-existent. Unknown object is as good as non-existent. Anything known alone is what? Enjoys the status of being existent. Therefore, any given object which enjoys the status of being existent presupposes the knowledge of that object. Clear? Let us go step by step. Now, chair is means chair knowledge is. Table is means table knowledge is. Light is means light cognition is. Existence presupposes knowledge. Is it clear? Next. Therefore, object is gross, knowledge is subtle. Knowledge pervades the known. Knowledge pervades the object. Is it clear? So, the subtle alone pervades the gross. So, knowledge pervades the object. Just as opaque thing is pervaded by light, knowledge pervades the object. Now I tell you, knowledge is subtle. No. Knowledge is possible because of whose presence? So the known is gross, knowledge is subtle. So knowledge pervades the known. Now knowledge is possible because the knower is. Without the knower, there cannot be the knowledge. How can there be knowledge without the knower? So knowledge presupposes the knower. Subject of knowledge. So object of knowledge presupposes the knowledge of the object. Knowledge of the object presupposes the subject of knowledge. Therefore, subject of knowledge is subtler than the knowledge. The knower pervades the knowledge. Now, who is the knower? Who is the knower? Knower is only a qualification temporarily attributed to the consciousness, the reality. Because knower, just as illuminator is a qualification attributed to the light, knower is a qualification attributed to consciousness. Therefore, knower is consciousness, and the consciousness is the subtlest. There is nothing which is subtler than consciousness. Is it clear? So consciousness obtaining as the very swarupam of the knower is the most pervasive and all pervasive. Being the very swarupam of the knower can never become an object of knowledge. So, Chinmayananda's example, if you want, I can remind you. The battery, because the nowadays the old examples, okay? It is not relevant anymore. Now you realize you are using all phones for lights. The battery cell, isn't it? The battery cell can never become object of battery light. So nowadays we have selfie also, selfie pictures. So the photographer who is behind the camera can never become the, it's a very old examples. I can't show anymore these examples. The technology has gone different now. Let's take selfie, isn't it? What I'm saying, please make it. See, just to understand how subtle consciousness is. It is only example, it is only way you can understand it. So subject of knowledge, object of knowledge, and knowledge of object. Which is, we have three now. Object of knowledge, knowledge of object, subject of knowledge. Which is pervaded by what? All the objects are gross. Doesn't matter, subtle or gross. Tangible, intangible, subtle, gross, all the objects are relatively gross. Subtler than the object of knowledge is knowledge of the objects. And the knower of the object is what? Subject of knowledge without whose presence knowledge is not possible is subtler than the object of knowledge. And who is the knower? Knower is essentially the consciousness. The only consciousness is said to be the truth of knower, known and knowledge. So the consciousness without whose presence there cannot be subject of knowledge, there cannot be object of knowledge, there cannot be knowledge of object also. That consciousness is pure knowledge. The pure knowledge is distinct from subject-object knowledge divisions. Triputi Bheda Rahitam. That is not, this is subtlest. Therefore, it can never be an object of knowledge. It cannot be known. Okay. Sukshmatvat. I'm very happy if I made this one sentence today clear. The class is worth doing. I don't need to teach too much. the one fact becomes very clear today, I'm successful. I can put 100 marks for myself and then go ahead. Therefore, sukshmatvatu tad avigneyam. Avigneyam. Sometimes when things become very clear also, I don't feel like explaining too much. That's why sometimes, but I must remember that people who are sitting in front of me should understand. I just don't take it for granted, isn't it? Nowadays, too much samaji comes to a lot to my mind. I knew exactly the words sometimes, I remember the same words what he spoke in the class. Anyway, sukshmatvata tada avigneyam. These lessons, once you listen once, it becomes very clear. You don't need to listen again and again. It will stay in your mind forever. How are you going to understand how subtle consciousness is? In any other way, this is the way. Sukshmatvata tada avigneyam. Okay. Then, durastham cha antike cha tat. Okay. If consciousness is the only, everything that is here can be reduced to three things. Knower, known knowledge. Knower, known knowledge. Subject of knowledge. Object of knowledge. Knowledge of objects. There's no other thing here. Reduce everything into three. Knower, known knowledge. Nothing exists outside of this. And what is the truth of all the three? The only truth of that without whose presence there cannot be knower, there cannot be knowledge, there cannot be object of knowledge is only one and the only truth consciousness, which is Brahma, which is Atma, which is truth of I, the only truth of all the beings. Therefore, if everything exists there means, is it far away from anything else? It is neither far nor near. Why? Because there is a second thing other than the knower is Brahma. Known is Brahma. Knowledge is Brahma. Everything is Brahma. There is a second thing other than Brahma. Second thing itself is not there means where is the distance? Distance implies two things. There must be two things. Only then distance is possible. Absolutely. Relatively, we have differences, distances are there. Absolutely, where is the distance? There's no distance. At the same time, the Gita says what? Durastam antikecha tat. That reality is far and also near. When, if it is understood, it is the nearest self. Reality understood is what? Nearest self, it is yourself. What is the distance between you and you? Reality understood is the nearest self. Ununderstood is what? Far away. Durastam. If it is not understood, it is non-reachably far. Understood, it is non-distanceably yourself. Is it clear? Yeah. Beautiful verses. Bahirantascha bhutanam acharam charamevacha sukshmatvattada vigneyam durasthanchantikechatat. Durastham chantike chatat. Let us remember, I wanted to memorize these verses, beautiful verses, three verses. Sarvendriya guna bhasam, sarvendriya sarvataf panipadam tat. Sarvatav Panipadam Tat சர்வதோக்ஷி சிரோமுகம் சர்வதஸ்ருதி மல்லோகே சர்வமாவ்ருத்ய திஷ்டதி சர்வேந்திரிய குணாபாசம் சர்வேந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம் அசக்தம் சர்வப்ருச்சைவ நிர்குணம் குணபோக்த்ருச பஹிரந்தஸ்ச பூதானாம் அச்சரஞ்சரமேவ ச சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத்தத விஜ்ஞேயம் தூரஸ்தம் சாந்தி கேச தத். எனி க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ்? எஸ், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் டஸ் டேக் பிளேஸ் வெரி சூன். அசிமிலேஷன் லோன் டேக்ஸ் டைம். அசிமிலேஷன் இன் சென்ஸ் அசர்டெயின்மெண்ட் டேக்ஸ் டைம். Actually, Bhagavan, yesterday I said, sent in my Gita notes, when I talked about Jnani Lakshanam, I said this. For a person of ascertained vision, it's easy. For a person who has yet to ascertain what are the three sadhanani Gita talks about, Nididhyasanam, repeatedly dwelling upon what we have understood, one thing. And to make that successful, Mano Nigraha and Indriya Nigraha. Isn't it? Take care of what? Mind and sense organs. These three disciplines are there. What has been understood can be assimilated, ascertained. So, we'll discuss next class. No questions, so I'm going to stop the class. Okay. See, tomorrow, if anybody is interested to join my Bhashyam classes, Kenopanishad Bhashyam classes, 1 to 3 my time. See, my clock changed last night. My clock changed last night. That's why today I was a little, always when time clock changes, first time I get confused. My clock changed last night. Again, the same distance between, same 5 hours, I think. Now, what's the time? 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Sorry.
Okay, my time is 1 o'clock now. Again, 5 hours. So, my clock also changed. Like before. So, okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.